Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free quote today. And the day before Thanksgiving, folks. That's right. It's the day before Thanksgiving. And I know we all have so much to be thankful for. And one thing you can be thankful for is the next 3 hours. You got the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, talking all things sports. We got some NFL action, of course, some NBA talk to get to, and plenty of other things. We'll be joined by Paul Westhead, NBA championship coach, Magic Johnson's first NBA coach. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour. He's got a new book out, and it's called The Speed Game, My Fast Times in Basketball. So he was a guy that played up-tempo, particularly at Loyola Marymount College. So we'll get into all some good stuff, good discussion with him at the bottom of the hour, and then plenty of NFL stuff as well. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Rob Parker, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am very thankful to be alive, to be, knock on wood, healthy, to be employed. I'm thankful. It has been a disastrous 2020 for many, many people. And I never take my blessings lightly. I think some people have lost sight of what other people are going through. But I haven't.
And we'll get into some of that.
I
look at
every
you
day.
Though.
No,
preaching
I'm dead serious.
On a worship Wednesday.
I'm dead
Amen,
serious.
Brother.
I never take anything for granted, Chris. The one thing about me, I don't. I'm not. I don't feel privileged like it's my birthright that I get to have a national radio show or whatever.
I don't know about all that.
No, I'm serious.
Don't just stop while you're ahead, man.
No,
stop
I'm just saying. But I do want to say for the holiday, and of course tomorrow is Thanksgiving, Friday, Black Friday, but starting tomorrow on GetRob.com, 20% off your purchase. You just
That's
have to put in the code. You have to put in the code Rob, R-O-B, and you get 20% off. And I do want to say, Chris, you know, Alex put together our drops, the
Rob
Odd Couple
Parker.
Soundtrack, right?
Yep.
We've already sold 4 or 5 off the rip, but they're up there. If you want to buy it, all the things you love that Alex drops in during the show, you can get it. And they're your own. You can make a ringtone with it. You can do whatever you want. The sound is yours. So for just $5.99 on GetRob.com. So there you go. All that stuff is available for you. New items, everything. Indulge. If you've held out, here's your time to do it on a Black Friday.
All right, or Thursday. But
Well, starting tomorrow.
Thursday, right? Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
Okay. All right, but let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it started. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates...
Mr. David Gascon, what's your
it
issue?
It is David. I was waiting for them to tell me in my ear.
You didn't know who it was? Then you hear those tones of David Gascon, who has some of the best pipes in the radio business.
Oh gosh,
are you kidding?
Will you stop it? Will you stop it? I was praising you for your preaching earlier. Now you're just going overboard.
I'm just saying.
All right. Gas Man. David Gascon. One of my faves. I came up here just as he had just finished, so I wasn't sure who it was. But anyway, we're going to get right into it, Rob. And you brought it up. Some people who are forgetting kind of what everybody's going through. And it's showing. We saw, you know, we saw it in baseball, right? Who was the pitcher for Tampa Bay, right?
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell, who had a great year, but
who wound up being what? Who wound up coming out of the World Series, you know, for the Rays. It was that guy. He pitched a good game. But
yeah, he did. He was but he complained earlier and seemed a bit
about his money.
To what was going on around the country. And I even throw Dabo Swinney in there. And I get that, you know, you hate to have a game canceled 3 hours before kickoff. You hate to have to fly. I heard somebody say it was several hundred thousand dollars.
You got a kid, but so what?
Play,
big deal.
You know, and all that. No, I'm saying I get all that. It wasn't ended in a timely manner. However, to your point, relax. There's people going through much worse, far worse, precisely because they weren't kept safe from the things that people are trying to keep you safe from. They didn't have somebody looking out for them like you do. And it sounded tone deaf on Dabo's part, on Blake Snell's part, and now the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, we've praised them for being 10-0, great season, look like a Super Bowl. They're definitely a contender.
Worst 10-0 team I've ever seen, but go ahead. I digress.
How many 10-0 teams have you seen?
A lot. They're bad. Go ahead. Yeah,
how are they bad?
Just go ahead, Chris.
And
don't get sidetracked.
You sidetracked me. No, they ran roughshod over your Super Bowl pick.
Just keep going.
The Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I figured as much. All right. Anyway, their game, they were supposed to be the primetime game tomorrow night on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. What a game it would have been. Of course, the Steelers had beaten Baltimore a few weeks ago. Baltimore is in desperate need of a W. Now, they do have a weak schedule after this, so they should still be in position to make the playoffs. But right now, they're out. They're out of the playoffs. They've lost two straight. So it would have been a great game, but COVID has hit the Ravens. And more players, now they got seven players who've either tested positive or been identified as close contacts. So the NFL postponed the game, and instead of playing tomorrow night, they will play Sunday at 1:15, and they will be on it'll be on NBC, and that'll be the, you know, it won't be blacked out anywhere. It's a national game. But the Steelers, Rob, are complaining. Eric Ebron, I'm not gonna lie, this is BS, but he said the whole word. Juju Smith-Schuster, first the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together. That was Tennessee. Now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason. SMH, shaking my head. Now, here's the thing. Yes, you lost your bye week. Was it seven? Week seven? But you got a bye week in week four. So you've gotten your bye. All right? It was early, but you got a bye. Then we got someone else. Who is this saying? To what? Yeah. Ebron, an ESPN reporter, tweeted at him about SportsCenter discussing the news. He said this to talk about what? How they bleeped us? We had a week four bye because of this. Now the only time we look forward to some rest was after one of the biggest primetime games we no longer have. We keep getting screwed this year. Chase Claypool's made a big name for himself this year. What a joke. Devlin Hodges. Man, this is some BS. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Rob, I've talked enough on this to this point. Go ahead.
Hello? Is this on? What are you talking about? You're getting screwed. It's called COVID-19. The world is upside down. Everybody's been screwed this year. and you're talking about some meaningless football games? I hate to break it to you, Pittsburgh Steelers. Your football games, your 10-0 record, your rest, your primetime game being taken away from you means nothing in the grand scheme of this world we call COVID-19. You guys sound like idiots, like morons. You ungrateful and thankless people. What? People are dying all over this country and this world because of this disease. And you got your panties in a bunch because you're getting my primetime game got taken away from us. We keep getting screwed because the other teams can't take care of their COVID-19. If everybody could take care of the COVID-19, we wouldn't be here. Hello? Really? Did they think this out? This came from the people on the Rooneys who own the Steelers. Can you go down to the locker room and knock some sense into your football players and tell them where we are in this world? And that at least the NFL isn't saying, just go out there no matter what and play and put people's lives in danger and in harm's way. I applaud the NFL for pulling the plug. Chris, that's a big game for the league. They're doing the right thing. Thank you, Roger Goodell. They're doing, and NBC. No, you can't play the game and put people's lives at jeopardy. I know you feel like you're Superman and nothing can hurt you. Look around. I go on Facebook and see friends and family members and people. My partner, Chris Broussard, lost someone in this. Stop acting like it's not real. It is so real.
Amen. And you, I'm gonna call you Reverend Rob for the rest of the day.
I'm serious, Chris. Come on with this.
Nah, you're right. Look. And here's the other thing. You said everything. But here's a few extra things, Rob. The Steelers, the game is in Pittsburgh. So it's not like they had to travel. And that wouldn't make it worth complaining over, right? But they didn't have to get on a plane and already fly to Baltimore, check in the hotel, leave their families, none of that. They're in Pittsburgh. And they actually get a few days extra. Man, they played an overtime game Sunday, a tough overtime game on Sunday. I'm sorry, that was Baltimore did. Baltimore played a tough overtime game Sunday against Tennessee, and they were playing on short rest. But Pittsburgh played. They were playing on short rest, too. Now they get a whole week. Instead of playing on a few days rest, you get an entire week to rest. And then Baltimore, after playing on Sunday instead of tomorrow, they have to come back and play on a short week on Thursday. So they didn't even get the worst of it. And they're complaining? You hit it on the head, Rob Parker. This has tone deafness written all over it. I'm sure even they have family members or friends who've been impacted by COVID. This is kind of the problem in today's social media world where, you know, in the past, Mike Tomlin, like you said, the Rooneys maybe would have had a chance to talk to the players and say, yes, look, you know, give them some perspective. Don't say anything when the press comes in here or when you talk to the press. Don't say anything. But with Twitter and Instagram, that's where all these quotes came from.
Right. They're just Twitter reacting without thinking. It's you know, it's their own lives. They just don't think about what's happening out here, Chris, and what has been everything. Restaurant owners, Chris, and businesses and malls have tumbleweed going through them. People don't go to the mall anymore. People don't go anywhere. Barbershops
closing up left and right.
Left and right. Are you kidding me? And you're bellyaching about a football game and bellyaching because the NFL's doing the right thing, Chris, to keep them safe?
Absolutely.
We criticize the NFL all the time, don't we? I'm telling you, I applaud the NFL.
I agree. And remember, Rob, early in the season, you had some players complaining about What's the health situation? What are we doing? The league hasn't told us anything. Now they're taking care of you and you're complaining. You're playing what, 3 days from now? What? What are you so upset about?
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers bugging? Or do you agree with them? Are you just so upset yourself that Thursday night you're not going to be able to watch that game? Do you think they have a leg to stand on in their complaining? Or are you with us? Reverend Rob is in rare form. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. DJ Alex Tyshir starting off with his favorite song. We are blessed. And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers something called free same-day store pickup. It's great. You can just order online that day and then go there, you know, minutes, hours later that same day and get what you ordered. It's free same-day store pickup. Also, free next-day delivery. Delivery is available or more than 100,000 parts. So they got everything. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. You heard it. We're fired up. Steelers are tripping. Tripping, I tell you. Or do you disagree with us? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right. Let's kick it off with, let's go with Travis. In Oklahoma, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Travis, what's up?
Fellas, I just want to say I absolutely love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, my man.
I mean, both of you, I listen to you all the time. Absolutely love you guys. It's always so straight, and I'm so excited to be on the air with you guys. But I'll say this. I feel like it's maybe, and the two of you agreeing on an issue, my goodness. But
that doesn't happen very often. So you know it, Travis. It's got to be something.
There'll be a little tension later on in the show.
Yes.
I can see why maybe those fellas are upset because, you know, at what point, is it going to end? Like, and also, I will say this, like, it has a 99.5% survivability rate. Like, there's not bodies in the street. And I think these grown men, alpha males that are playing football, might just be sick and tired of having things put up their nose all the time, having to take these tests all the time. Like, I don't want anyone to die, and I don't want anyone to be, you know, sick or anything like that. But, I mean, at some point, are we going to be talking about the fifth wave, the 100 in 3 years from now? Are we going to be talking about the 100th wave?
Travis,
you know?
Well, we get that they're inconvenienced. Yep. But everybody's inconvenienced. And some people a lot, like for us, myself and Rob, maybe for you, certainly for the players, it's an inconvenience.
Absolutely.
But for many people.
Turned upside down, right.
Many people, though, it's far worse than an inconvenience. And I'm not even just talking about those that have had deaths in the family or obviously those who have died. But for those who've lost jobs, for those who maybe, as Rob said, own restaurants that are about to have outdoor dining and indoor dining shut down, we're just saying have some perspective.
Right.
We all are inconvenienced. We get it. Just have some perspective before you go out there complaining.
100%. That's all it is. Understand what's happening in front of you. This isn't somebody, this isn't Roger Goodell picking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's Chris, like, oh, we got screwed again. Oh, they screwed us. As if, like, there's some sort of conspiracy to make the Steelers.
Right.
That's
the Steelers
part.
Are one of the flagship franchises.
Right.
They love having the Steelers be great. And you made a great point, Rob, earlier. This was huge for the NFL. We talked about it earlier, and we'll get into it later. There are a lot of times, let's keep it real, where there aren't good Thanksgiving Day games.
No. Nope.
You know, more than half of them are stinkers. And we had a great game on at night. I mean, the NFL, this is huge for the NFL.
You think they wanted to pull the plug on that, Chris? No way.
No way.
That's right. Marty in Kentucky. We knew Marty would jump in because we're talking about his Steelers. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's
right
up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I'm glad to hear you guys agreeing on something for once. Of course, it had to be when it was about my Steelers.
I know. Now, Marty, are you mad, too? You like the Steelers?
I'll tell you my opinion. These individual players that have reached out to whine and cry about this, they need to get their head in the right direction and get their priorities right. They are 10-0. Nobody's out to get them. Maybe somebody wants them to feel that way, us against the world mentality. Maybe that's working for them. I don't know. But they're lucky that they got the bye week unexpectedly in week four because Big Ben had not shaken off the rust.
Thank you.
He had not dealt with the new players yet. If they had played Tennessee in week four, they probably would have lost because they weren't that good yet. And I feel like they've gotten very lucky and caught some breaks because of COVID. And these players need to worry about winning. They still got a game scheduled for Sunday. Need to not worry about being on prime time. That's an Antonio Brown pass hit Steeler type of mentality. They need to learn from that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good, well said, Marty. Very
well
Marty,
said. Thank you. Right, how about Kirk in Pennsylvania? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Kirk?
How's it going, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Whoa! Man, don't make it the last
That's
time.
That's right. Thank you, buddy.
No. No, I just started a new job, so I can call you guys back more so.
All right.
I got 3 points to make. First point's very short. And, Rob, you need to get out of here with that worst 10-0 record you ever seen. You have to give them their respect. We are making history here. Second off, what makes the Baltimore Ravens any different from when Cam Newton and the New England Patriots – tested positive. They still played. What makes Baltimore any different? Just because they're playing better and they're supposed to be this year's team?
I don't think they're giving Baltimore a break.
I don't either.
I don't think that has anything to do with
it. I think that they made a mistake with that other game. And, Chris, remember we called them out for that, the NFL, that game. We thought that was a mistake, that they went against what they had been doing when anybody tested positive. They were postponing those games. And we were like, why are they playing it? And I think that they came to Jesus and realized that was not the right thing to do.
And also, Rob, it's getting progressively worse.
Right.
That was only a few weeks ago, but the country's in a worse position.
We're in a tailspin.
Than we were then. So, we just, again, keep things in perspective. All right, we got Paul Westhead, NBA championship coach, won his first championship with Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And went on to do some great things elsewhere as well. So we will talk with him momentarily. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA championship coach and an author as well. He's got a new book out, The Speed Game, My Fast Times in Basketball. It's available now. Go check it out. We are honored to welcome in Paul Westhead. Paul, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Paul, what's happening?
Well, thank you, guys. It's my pleasure to be on.
It's great to have you. And look, the speed game. I mean, you coached fast. We all remember, of course, Loyola Marymount and Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble and how fast you guys played and kind of became a big story around the country. What do you think of today's NBA? Like, obviously, they play a lot faster. They shoot it a lot more. They shoot the three. The scores are a lot higher. Do you like this? Is this kind of what you felt like you foresaw early on when you were doing it?
Well, you know, the scores are up. They shoot many more threes than with my teams and back in the 80s and 90s. But I would not say they're playing faster. I mean, it's kind of almost like slow ball compared to, you know, our teams. You know, we shot the ball every 5 seconds. And these teams, you know, pick and choose in their fast break. So I'm excited
about... They don't really
fast
break. They just shoot a lot of threes. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you shoot real fast, you're going to get layups. you know, if you're going to beat the defense down so you don't pull up and shoot threes like they do now. They go slow enough that they're going to always have threes. But I like the game. I mean, I mean, give me Anthony Davis, who can run the court and get dunks ahead of the defense, and then Anthony Davis comes down slow and shoots 35-footers. So, yeah, it'd be great with my team.
Paul, Chris mentioned Bo Kimble, who was a hell of a college player.
Yep.
But he didn't have a good NBA career. What happened there? What was he a product of your system? Did something change when he got to the NBA? He was drafted by the Clippers and then had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with the Knicks. But that was really it. He didn't play in the NBA that much.
Yeah, my guess is he had the total green light with me because, you know, with Bo and Hank, they were my two best players. I'll give you an example of what Kimble did to feel free. He had a steal once and was driving in for a layup, and a player from Pepperdine came from behind and blocked his shot on the board. And the player went flying out of bounds. Bo picked up the ball, dribbled out to the corner and shot and made a three, and then nodded to the guy like, hey, don't do that. So when you have that kind of freedom, and I think when he got with the Clippers, you know, he was just a little new kid in town. There were a lot of veterans there with him, and he just didn't feel comfortable.
He was the eighth overall pick.
If shooters don't feel comfortable, they don't make baskets.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, if he had missed that three, would you have yelled at him? Or, like you said, the freedom was just there. You wouldn't have even thought twice.
No, I'd let him play. I mean, you know, in the playoff game, NCAA playoff game, Bo picked up his fourth foul with 7 minutes to go in the first half against New Mexico State. And I finally took him out and I said, Bo, you have four fouls. He said, I know, coach. I said, well, get the heck back in there and don't foul again. So, and he wound up with 42 points and never fouled again.
Unbelievable. How about the... I'm going to ask you about the analytics of the game. Chris, analytics have taken over all the sports. We see it in baseball. It's a swinging for the fences, a home run or a strikeout. And in basketball, it's the three-pointer or the layup. Dunk, right, or layup, right? No mid-range game. And even in the NFL, it's now. It's just an all basically passing league, and they don't run the ball like they used to. And when it comes to basketball, are you cool with this, with the you know, the over analytics and where the game is?
Yeah, I was never a big analytics guy. I'll tell you what I tried to track. I tried to have my team get 100 shots a game, 100 possessions, so we could get 100 shots. We thought we could make 40%, so we'd make 40. So we stressed analytically the 60 misses. We said if there are 60 misses and we go fast enough, we can get 30 offensive rebounds. And if you get 30 offensive rebounds, whatever analytics you're judging, you're going to win. So we stress the offensive rebounding.
Paul Westhead, NBA championship coach, also coach in NCAA, joining the iCouple. Now, your first NBA head coaching job was the Lakers, Magic Johnson's rookie season. You guys won the championship. And, Paul, I've often said that Magic, we know Kareem got hurt in game five, missed game six with the ankle injury, and Magic jumped center. He didn't really play center, but that's the legend, you know. But I always say when you consider he quote-unquote played center, he was going up against the legendary Dr. J. At least Dr. J was on the other team. He was a 20-year-old rookie. It was the finals. Like, all things considered, he had 42 points, 15 boards, 7 assists. I think I've said you could make an argument that that's the best individual performance we've ever seen. Where do you kind of rank it? Is that just way beyond the pale what I said, or do you think it's in the discussion? I know Jamal Wilkes had a great game. I think he had 38 and some other guys played well. But what do you think about that? Where does that performance kind of rank historically?
Well, first of all, Magic at center. You know, I made the decision to play him at center. And we were in the final huddle before we went out to start the game. And Jim Jones, my 7-foot center power forward, said, "Coach, sorry, so I'm jumping, right?" And I said, "No, Jim. The whole deal is we're making it look like Magic's the center. So you figured that out." So he actually took an inside little jump hook early in the game, like Kareem would, but he played everywhere. He was, you know, spectacular. I mean, we needed every bit of those 42 points, and he had assists and rebounds. Yeah, I would put that in the top five individual performances that I've been around in the NBA for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have Anthony Mason in Denver?
I did.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I did.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had Anthony Mason, and all I want you to know is that we picked him up in a free agency, and we had him for 10 days, and it was one of those swings where, you know, you just don't get a chance to play the free agent. You're traveling, you're doing different things. So I didn't bring him in, but they said to me, "You have to let Anthony go." And he came in my office, and I didn't feel real comfortable saying, "You know, Anthony, I think it's time that you play elsewhere." And he was kind of gracious. He just nodded and said, "Okay." And he got up and walked out. And then what did I know? He had a great career with the Knicks. I mean, I often marvel of how well he played. He had to find the right spot and the right coach in Pat Riley, and it worked.
You know what? That's why I bring it up. I covered him when he came to the Nets. I was the beat writer. And I remember and Anthony Mason, the late Anthony Mason, who I can't believe is gone. But he told me he was in your system for, you know, a short time. And it didn't really work for him, you know, the style of play. And he kept saying to me, and a lot of players do this, but I still remember, he was like, "I can play in this league, dude. I'm telling you, I could play if I'm in the right spot or right situation." And he wound up being an all-star and getting a big contract with the Knicks. So, yeah, it did wind up working out. And sometimes, and I bring this up to say, the system sometimes does matter, doesn't it, when you're a player and you do certain things?
Yes, it does. And you know, ultimately, it's the coaching. I mean, the relationship I had with Bo Kimble, Bo knew he could do almost anything, and I would allow it because I believed in him. Pat Riley gave that belief to Anthony Mason, and he finally performed the way he knew he could.
Paul, we got about 30 seconds left. If you were coaching today, and you talked about playing fast in the NBA, because, you know, now, I mean, a lot of teams, they really don't crash the offensive glass. They get at least three guys back to stop transition. Do you think you could play as fast as you would want to? Like, I don't know if you try 5 seconds or less or 7 seconds or less or whatever. But do you think you could play that fast in today's NBA? Because I always hear that. You can't fast break, really, because teams just, you know, have three guys back to stop transition.
Well, the first thing I would do if I had a team right now is I'd make sure I had a long-term contract. Because most of the time when I ran my break, like with the Chicago Bulls, I was there 1 year and they fired me. So I don't think you're going to get the running game going in today's game. And most of the reason is that players deep down don't want to run. Mm. You know, they might say they do, but most of them don't. So if you're trying to make a team run and they're fighting you, then you're stuck.
Right, right. All right, that's Paul Westhead.
Happy
NBA
Thanksgiving,
championship
Paul.
Coach. Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And remember, I coach the women, too, with Diana Taurasi, so they can play.
Now, that's another great one right there, that's for sure.
Yep.
Check out his book, The Speed Game, My Fast Times in Basketball, Paul Westhead. It's available now. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we got more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, the day before Thanksgiving. We both are very thankful, very grateful for the blessings we have, and we hope you are as well. One thing, though, we're not that thankful for is
the games that are on Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-oh.
And, Rob, I remember as a kid in the 80s and even the 70s maybe, but certainly the 80s, sitting there on Thanksgiving, belly full of turkey, you know, stuffing, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, whatever, and thinking, why in the world, of all the great teams that could be on, why in the world do I watch the Detroit Lions year after year after year on Thanksgiving? It was horrible, and it's still going on. What gives?
As a guy who's covered, Chris, at least 20 of them, every Thanksgiving in Detroit, it's a holiday. It's a big to-do about the Thanksgiving Day game. And for people who don't know, it dates all the way back to 1934, Chris, on Thanksgiving Day.
Is it always at Detroit? Like, they don't play on the road?
Yeah, it's always in Detroit.
It's always there.
Right. It's a Detroit tradition. And the owner then was a guy named George Richards, A. Richards. And he was the one, you know what he did? He negotiated a deal with NBC to broadcast the game on Thanksgiving to 94 stations around the country. And that's really why the Lions have always had this tradition, because the owner was the one who got it started. And since 1978, it's the Lions and the Cowboys who have hosted a game every year. That's only since the 70s. But you know what?
I feel like they played the Bears a lot, the
Packers.
The Packers, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually
Washington sometimes.
Yep. But you know what? After all these years, I think the time has come. I thought that they were going to take this game away from the Lions when William Clay Ford, their late owner, you know, when he passed, Chris.
Right.
Because I didn't think they were going to do it while he was alive. But the Lions still get this game, and
it's not something contractual. Like, it's still not. He didn't do it in perpetuity. Like, we got to play on Thanksgiving or whatever.
There's nothing like that. No agreement. But I think the time has come. The Lions are a bet. This is what a showcase game.
Right.
Chris, the game starts at, 12:30? A lot of people watch that game and then have their Thanksgiving dinner because people eat early on Thanksgiving. Yep. And that game is the marquee game. More so than even the other two games, you know, that come on later.
Certainly than the middle game.
Right. The middle game is where most people are eating.
Right, right, right. No, it is time, Rob, because it's just horrible. I'm telling you. Like, I mean, remember as a kid, like, I want to watch a game, but I don't want to watch them. Like, and the sad thing is usually it's cyclical, right? Teams will have their down period, but, you know, they come back and they're good for a while. Not with the Lions. I mean, yeah, they had Barry Sanders, so that made it better. But
no,
they still
during those
very
years
good
to
team.
Watch Barry, I agree with that.
And, but, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, the time has come. And I think the NFL has some savvy when it comes to games and marquee.
Usually,
That time slot is a marquee, let's show America our product, and you could move teams around. You know what I mean, Chris? What
are
people?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes could play on Thanksgiving Day game. How about him against Aaron Rodgers or something like that?
Yep.
You know, old and new, or him and you know, just something where you're
Brady, whoever.
You're trying to pit like two of the best guys going against each other. And have people watch that game and be like, "Oh, I can't wait to see this—the old versus the new, or the fast against the arm." You know what I mean? Or the legs against the arm, whatever the matchup may be. The time has come. Sorry, Detroit, and you know I love Detroit, but this tradition should end.
It should. It's terrible for people around the country. I guess the people in Motown like it, but for everybody else, it is terrible. It is tragic. We're not thankful for it, all right?
And here's the other part. The people in Detroit, they watch the turkeys play first, and then they have turkey for dinner. So it is a bad Thanksgiving Day game for them.
2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Everything's not funny.